Here on RX Radio Breakfast, we've interviewed Dwayne from Red Cross, the communications manager, having a discussion in the last show, and that was all about screening and in terms of testing for COVID-19. But we also want to shine the light on what different health workers are doing. So joining me this morning for this interview and for this show, for this RX Radio Breakfast, is Dr. Anita Pabu, a medical manager at Red Cross, joining through the wonders of technology through a pre-recorded interview, but the one that pretty much could be live. So welcome to the show, Anita. And to start off, could you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Anita Pabu. I'm a medical manager at Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital, and I've been working at this institution for the past 12 years.
Now, Anita, I think the first question we need to look at, and the first thing I want to ask you is, how is Red Cross Hospital dealing with COVID-19? We got some insight from Dwayne in the last show about how the screening and testing is working, but maybe you could give us a broader idea.
In terms of how we as a hospital are dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, this is happening in two ways. Firstly, how we as an institution are dealing with it specifically on our own, but also secondly, how we form part of our greater provincial Western Cape Department of Health. The CEO, Dr. Mukozi, and myself are part of the provincial task teams. And so from those task teams, we get information, but we're also able to raise issues that come up that other facilities might be experiencing as well.
You're definitely the right person to be talking to this morning. I want to understand a bit more about what the different measures are that Red Cross is putting into place.
So the first thing that we started with about 6 weeks ago, when we heard of what was happening overseas and we were expecting the COVID-19 pandemic to come across, was that we started meeting regularly and forming our own task team within the hospital. And the task team is formed by the senior managers and our heads of departments. And it's really crucial to work as a team in a crisis like this. I think it always works well if you have good working relationships within a facility like this. It helps that when a crisis comes, that there is good communication, and that we try to communicate as best we can with all levels of staff and try and get everybody on board. And we do this by having daily situation report meetings every morning in the weekdays. And this is an opportunity for the senior leaders to get information, get feedback on issues that we raised before, and to raise new issues. So we're not able to always answer all the issues in the morning meeting. So some of them we need to take down and discuss later in the day with other people that are more involved with those issues, and then give feedback the next day. We also think it's very important to have information sessions for all of our staff. So for clinical staff and for non-clinical staff. And also question and answer sessions. As we were all really anxious, we're not sure how it's going to affect South Africa. We've seen what's happened overseas, and it's been quite alarming, to be honest.
So from a Red Cross Hospital point of view, what is the impact of the stance that our government has taken and the steps that the government has taken, like the lockdown, to deal with COVID-19?
We're not sure what's going to be happening here, but we are very happy at the stance that our national government has taken in securing a lockdown early. And that is to create social distancing to avoid the spread of COVID-19 in the communities. And so far, it's been really successful. So we need to just keep going with all the recommendations that have been given about social distancing, lack of reducing contact, etc. And education is a big part of this. So in the Western Cape, we've got a very good team, communications team, that has been sending out good messaging in the three official languages to let the public know what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing, and also the hygiene methods that they need to keep up with in terms of hand hygiene, regular hand washing, hand sanitization, and recently the use of masks. So one of the provincial policies that have come out is about advocating that all people, though, are moving around to wear cloth masks. Now, healthcare workers working in a facility need to wear adequate protection, and that's called personal protective equipment, or PPE. And that just means that it's protection to protect the healthcare worker from getting the virus. This virus spreads by droplet spread. So if you're speaking and you have some droplets that are spread, or if you're coughing or sneezing, if you're not wearing a covering to cover your mouth, those droplets can be spread to other people and the virus could be contained in those droplets.
You mentioned the guidelines that the provincial legislation has set out. So who should be wearing masks, and maybe can you tell us a bit more about that?
So we're advocating cloth masks for the public or not health workers, and then healthcare workers need to use different types of masks depending on what situation they're working in. It's also been really important to make sure that all our staff in the facility are educated, up to date with the latest stats. And we've been getting regular stats and daily updates, both provincially and nationally, with the number of cases in the country, the number of deaths, and the location of the cases. And I think this is important to keep the public informed as to what's happening. In terms of our involvement provincially, Dr. Mukwezi, our CEO, is also leading a provincial task team to talk specifically about maternal and child health issues.
Obviously, social distancing is extremely important in limiting the spread of COVID-19, but how does that work at somewhere like Red Cross, where there are patients who are having to come in for checkups, people who might have to come in for emergencies, and there's just generally a lot of interaction between kids who aren't necessarily usually as vulnerable to COVID-19, but if they are sick children or children with conditions, then generally they are more predisposed to getting COVID-19. So how is Red Cross dealing with encouraging social distancing on that level?
One of the things we realized early on is to try and reduce the number of entrances into the hospital. And what this means is if we make everybody come through a single entrance, it's easier to screen people, to check what they're coming for, direct them to the right places, and also then just make sure that we don't expose them unnecessarily, and also that our staff don't get exposed unnecessarily. We've also had some tented structures put up in various places across the hospital where people can have a bigger space to sit, so they're not sitting close to each other, and staff are also protective.
Great. So Red Cross is definitely taking this extremely seriously, as I would expect, no less, because you guys are at the front line taking serious precautions, and it sounds like you've got everything planned out. So there must have been some hectic planning, meetings, involvement, management working, late hours, etc., to really get this to come right. What would you say is something that you've learned from, I guess, having to work in a new way because of COVID-19, while at the same time trying to be the ones who are actually fighting and stopping COVID-19?
I think the one thing we've learned about trying to manage this COVID-19 crisis is that we need to be adaptable. We've had to move to online meetings instead of normal meetings, and actually these work a lot better. We also need to be flexible and be willing to change plans. Sometimes we make a plan in the morning, by the next morning we realize it's not working so well, and we have to change and adapt our plans as new needs arise. But the one key thing that makes it all worthwhile is the amazing teamwork at this hospital. And we're finding so many people coming up with innovative ideas. So even during a time of stress, the teamwork is what keeps us all going and allows us to want to face another day.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the insight and inspiration, Anita. It's been great talking to you this morning.
Thank you.
That's Anita Pabu here on RX Radio Breakfast, sharing a bit about what Red Cross has been doing to deal with COVID-19 behind the scenes on a more management level. She is medical manager at Red Cross. So it's been quite cool to get that insight as to how the team has been coming together at Red Cross and also what they've learned. It's inspiring and it bodes well for the future and the success in overcoming the virus.